Well, SB 61 is a bill making its way through the state legislature and would prevent municipalities from banning electric billboards. On the line with me now is Heber City Councilmember Ryan Stack. He sent a letter to the legislature asking SB 61 to be voted down. Councilmember Stack, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you on this snowy Friday?
Oh, just praying for more snow.
Oh, you know it. So last year's Heber City Council voted to prohibit new digital and electronic signs and to impose a curfew on existing signs. You've stated that this is part of Heber's efforts to reclaim the night sky. What measures has Heber put in place, and is the county on board with this as well?
You know, Heber has been talking in the last year and a half, about what we can do to preserve and reclaim our night sky. This is something this council is actually really serious about. And so some of the things we're doing include what you mentioned by prohibiting any new electronic or digital signs. And we have also already implemented a dark sky code for all new construction with lighting, that all the lighting has to comply with our dark sky restrictions and ordinances. And what we want to do this year is actually start to go through the city and identify existing city light standards that are not dark sky compliant. And we'd like to begin the process of retrofitting them so that way they are night sky compliant.
Mm-hmm. So new lights in Heber won't help light solution from surrounding county lights, will it?
No, it won't. You know, there are obviously most of the light is probably coming from along our main street in Heber proper. But there are, you know, concerns with residential as well. And so we do need to have those conversations with the county. Those still need to take place about whether they're willing to implement dark sky compliant standards for all new construction in the county. But again, most of the construction in the county is going to be residential and not commercial or industrial.
Mm-hmm. So right now with the legislature considering this bill that would allow billboards to convert to digital and electronic ones, kind of like the ones along I-15 on the Wasatch Front. Do you know if the bills on the Wasatch Front are allowed under Salt Lake and Utah County codes?
You know, I don't have familiarity with the county codes on the Wasatch Front. What I do know is, as currently introduced, SB 61 would prohibit a municipality, or there's also an amendment to prohibit a county from enacting or enforcing any ordinance that would prevent any of these billboards from converting or upgrading to electronic or digital signs. And so that's something that would affect Heber, because we don't allow new billboards, but we do have some prior, now non-conforming uses in the city. And right, even Park City has its one billboard there on Park Ave. And there are other resort communities in Utah like Moab that have billboards. And I know Moab takes their dark sky very seriously. So this is something that's going to have a really negative impact statewide if it were to pass.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned those non-conforming billboards, and those are along Highway 40, or are those elsewhere in Heber?
In Heber, you have a couple along 189, just as you're heading out of town. Or right around that intersection of 189 and 1200 South. And then you do have some on Main Street coming through Heber as well.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you sent an email to Representative Mike Kohler and to Senator Ron Winterton. What was their response?
I have not heard a response yet from Senator Winterton's office. Representative Kohler's office reached out, just indicating that they're listening, they're attentive to our concerns, and that if I have anything specific to discuss, I'm welcome to reach back out. And I have shared a few more thoughts. You know, I haven't spoken with either Senator Winterton or Representative Kohler directly, but I understand that our city manager, Matt Brower, has. And his understanding from that conversation is that neither of them at this point has expressed support for the bill as it's currently written.
Mm-hmm. And as I see it right now, the bill does not have a floor sponsor, according to the Utah Legislature website. Does that mean it might not even move to the House?
Right now it is still in the Senate. We were initially concerned it was going to move really quickly. The last action was on February 8th, and I think that was when the substitute bill was introduced. And all that did was allow a very narrow carve-out for the implementation of curfews for these electronic signs. And we can get to that if you want. But even that curfew that they're offering is very narrow and unique and whatever would be very hard to meet. But yeah, this has not gone to the House yet. It does not have a floor sponsor, but we are watching it because we're concerned about what could happen.
Mm-hmm. And talking a little bit about local versus state control of these things, have you heard a response from Senator Snaddle? Is it that how you say his name, Snaddle? About local versus state control on this issue?
I have not, right? Yeah, Senator Scott Sandel is the bill sponsor, if I'm saying that correctly. I have not heard a response from him, but it is a concern amongst the cities and, to my understanding, the counties as well, because it is preemption, right? It's preempting city land use authority. And, you know, especially for cities like Heber, and I understand Park City and Moab that are trying to get serious about preserving the night sky, it makes it really hard to do that if they're going to allow these billboards to come in and all convert or change to become digital electronic signs. And you know, I think it's preemption of the worst kind because it's so transparently done to benefit the sign industry at community expense.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any perspective on the motives on why this want to oppose? You mentioned the sign industry. Do you have any perspective on that or any thoughts on that?
You know, it's probably not for me to speculate beyond that. You'd have to ask any of the senators or representatives that may ultimately support it.
Mm-hmm. So let's move on to another topic regarding the Resort Village property. We just heard a story from Carolyn Murray about the Heber City Planning Commission discussed not placing this property on the city's annexation planning map. Can you point out what parcel we're actually talking about here?
Sure. So this is part of what we're looking at as the greater part of the North Village Overlay Zone. And as you look at the map, it is on the southwest corner of US 40 and River Road at that intersection. So as you come into Heber from the Park City area on 40 and you hit that intersection with River Road, it's just up there on your right. So it is west of 40 and just south of River Road. It's that little parcel. They do have some entitlements with Wasatch County. They have a 25-year development plan. But my understanding is they've hit some snags in being able to meet some of the standards the county is requiring. They have approached the city as part of our ongoing discussions with other landowners in the North Village area to talk about annexation. And as you mentioned last night, Tuesday, the Planning Commission held its first hearing to discuss whether this parcel should remain in the city's annexation map.
Mm-hmm. And what is this development exactly? Is this the planned water park we've been hearing about over the past little while?
What the developer proposes includes a water park and a hotel, and they are referring to it as a resort-type area. Nothing has been approved to build a water park in Heber City. They have their development agreement with the county, and that's their proposal. And they have started the process of talking about annexation with Heber City. And as you've picked up on, that is a very controversial topic right now, mostly because the proposal itself is so controversial, especially for this parcel of land where it's right as part of the entry corridor into the Heber Valley. And it's very rural. You've got the river in there. And so there's a worry about how it's going to look, right, if you build this up. And so it's become a hot button. On the one hand, you have entitlements granted by the county already. And so I say this sincerely, unfortunately, one day that corner will build.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, the question is going to be whether it builds in the city or in the county. And I think there is still a question as to whether the current proposal moves forward. So there's been a split on the city council, the Heber City Council, about whether this area should remain in the annexation policy plan. While I have been pretty vocal that I do not support the current proposal or development, I very much support keeping it in the annexation plan, because I think it's important that as the conversations take place regarding this parcel, that Heber City has a seat at the table, because it's going to impact city resources. It's going to be right there as the entry into the city. And so while we may ultimately decide not to annex, I certainly think it makes sense to keep it in the policy plan for now So we at least get to keep a seat at the table. Because as I like to say, if you're not going to be at the table, then you're going to be on the menu.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you are in support of keeping it in the annexation plan. And Heber would reap the tax benefits of that property as well if it were to be annexed, correct?
If it were to be annexed, correct.
Mm-hmm. So the planning commissioners seemed baffled as to why the city council wouldn't keep it on the planning map. Could you kind of briefly go over the thought process of why you would not annex this parcel?
So right there, there are two questions here. There's a threshold question as to whether it should stay on the map, which is the policy plan, meaning the city's annexation boundary. The second question is the ultimate annexation question. And right now what we're grappling with is the threshold question of whether we even want it in our annexation boundary at all. And there's been some back and forth on the council about this over the last year, and the most recent vote was 3-2 to start the process to take it out. That's not a final vote or determination at all. I suppose that vote could, that total could still change, and it could end up remaining in the city. But for now, that's the direction the council indicated by a 3-2 vote that they want to go. You know, I do understand that those three council members are concerned about having this in the city. It is a very hot potato, and nobody wants to touch it because it is the plan right now is so unpopular with the public. But at the same time, there are entitlements to build on this property. And so I think a lot of the thought process there is, and in fairness to my other council members who voted to remove it, I'm kind of speculating here. But I think the thought process is we would rather just take it out of the plan and let the developer go back and figure things out with the county and sort through their difficulties at that level.
Mm-hmm. And regardless of what jurisdiction this ultimately ends up being in, how serious are some of the environmental concerns, like water runoff, irrigation, ditches, wetlands, stuff like that?
There are no doubt legitimate concerns, and the developer is going to have to address those. But at the same time, they do have their entitlements to build. But I think as part of any process, they're going to have to be able to satisfactorily meet those environmental concerns that are set.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like the Planning Commission wants to hear from the public on this prior to holding a public hearing in March. Will there be public feedback as well?
So my understanding, right, is they did set it for public hearing. That is actually part of the statutory process that has to be followed as part of what was initiated by the council, right, to start the process of removing this from the city's annexation plan. So the next step in that process is to have a public hearing.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Stack, anything else you want to add before we let you go this morning?
You know, I thank you for your time this morning. If anybody else out there is concerned about the possibility of having all these billboards on the Wasatch Back convert to digital reader boards, I urge you to write your senator and your representative and let them know how you feel about that. And I also thank you for the chance to talk about the North Village area. This is a difficult issue. You know, everybody on the council is wrestling with this. We take it seriously. There are a lot of concerns and things to address. And at the same time, as far as your question this morning, while I don't support annexation of the current plan that we're looking at, I very much support keeping it in the city's plan because I think it's important that Heber City be able to keep its seat at the table and not give up its voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, Heber City Councilmember Ryan Stack on the line with us. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Councilmember.
Thank you.